Naval orange worm is a serious pest, but sterile insect technology may help growers control it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Randy Moeller is a PCA working for Stanislaw Farm Supply in Modesto. He comments on that sterile insect technology strategy.
There's some research going on that way, too.
Well, Randy, you think we need that strategy to really get a hold of this pest?
It's going to have a fit around schools and where there's urban-rural interface. Yes, we need to research that. It's not been the traditional approach, but it's definitely a tool and it's going to have its fit. It's not a standalone answer for every place across the board yet. I mean, it would be nice if it gets there, but there's some big time research going on and we'll see how that pans out at the end of the season.
The idea is to sterilize both male and female naval orange worm moths and then release them over tree nut acreage. If they were to mate with another naval orange worm, it would not produce any eggs, thus dramatically lowering naval orange worm populations.
I know where a couple of those studies are being done, and we'll have results. 1 year doesn't tell the whole story, but we'll definitely have results. It's a practice that needs to continue and a study that needs to continue. At this point, it's not going to carry the load, but the research needs to go on.
In more news, domestic market movement of pistachios has been outstanding when looking at the period from the new crop year, which started September 1st, 2019, through the current period. In fact, they're on par with last year's record-setting pace. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.